views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Genetic Living Radio is a conscious reality creation journey. Tune in as Rick and Grace Paris teach you the innovative approach and new philosophy that will shift your entire paradigm of what it is to be a human being. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. As a shaman for 20 years, Rick Paris has been guiding people to fuller existences since his first workshop in 1995. He is well-versed in a wide variety of healing arts, including being an Enneagram expert. Grace Paris serves synergenetic living clients powerfully and beautifully by embodying the fundamental role of a feedback provider, graciously guiding people to their own realizations and higher purposes. On this show, Rick and Grace will share with listeners the key to unlocking the infinite potential of human consciousness in order to create a life of preference. Learn to author your own destiny with Synergenetic Living Radio.
Happy Friday, everyone. It's Grace Paris along with my partner, Rick.
I'm right here.
And we're coming at you live. A little different today from the Bay Area of San Francisco. It's such a joy to be here with you. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a new philosophy, a new way to heal yourself, and a totally new approach to life. We have new and exciting solutions to everyday problems in this time of great change and chaos. And today, Rick and I are going to talk a bit about image, specifically your self-image, and how that plays out in the physical reality. So, hon, where would you want to begin?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about one of the things that happened when I was dead was understanding that the physical reality that is an illusion, right? I don't even hear that, and people have heard that before, but they don't quite understand, and I didn't understand before that myself, that the universe that you experience is your one and only universe. It's your universe. It's not the universe that you share with your friends. You know, it's like a bubble bath in a way. Everybody's in a big foamy bathtub, and, you know, you might have six bubbles touching your bubble, and those are the people that you might be hanging out with momentarily or intimately with. And so the feedback is always going to match because it's your experience. It's your unconscious mind. And it's not that black and white because the universe is imperfect purposely. So it's not a perfect reflection. It is a perfect reflection of your unconscious mind, but the unconscious is your own individual unconscious. There really isn't a morphogenic field that everybody's creating together. It is your morphogenic field, in a sense. It's not really a consensus reality, although the consensus reality is an amalgamation of your constructs, how you think and feel about yourself in the world and other people in the world as well. So it's an unconscious experience, most of physical reality, and what you're really here to do is become more conscious of it, to bring the unconscious conscious, to be conscious of what patterns are locked into the subconscious so I can actually change the patterns, which changes the way way I perceive life. It's not only the way you perceive life, but it's also the way life looks. Like if you make a deep shift around rage and it looks like people are always mad and in the car I'm always mad and all of a sudden I heal a bunch of my rage, all of a sudden I'm not really mad in the car anymore and nobody's mad at me in the car anymore. And the whole world is different. When I talked to my mom, she was different. It shifts everything when you release these negative emotions that are unconscious, that are actually the thing creating reality. So if you're not conscious of what you're creating in reality, the only other thing you're doing is allowing reality. So those are the two ways you really create. Either I create it, which is consciously when I speak of creating reality. And if it's not something I consciously thought about and tried to direct. It's an allowance. It's a receiving. And so this bubble that you're living in, when you die, the universe ends. It's like game over and the whole thing shuts off. Because what you do when you exit the physical experience, your spark of consciousness exits the environment of possibility. So physical reality is really just a gift from God, Goddess, all that is. It's a physical experience. And time is an illusion because you created time to slow down the experience in order to make the adjustments. If I didn't have time, I would jump into possibility and be just expanding at an exponential rate that I wouldn't be able to have any structure. I wouldn't be able to understand what I was doing.
Yeah, I find it fascinating that time has only really existed for like 400 years. I mean, prior to that we live by the sun and the moon and just by the environment around us.
The sun was out enchanting. Logic and reason has disconnected the enchantment. And the truth is it needed to be disconnected because the level of enchantment we had prior to logic and reason couldn't go any farther consciously until we were able to understand it. And what we're really trying to do now, and what you find people always saying, is I want to be one. We want to be oneness. We don't want to do all this. It's not about getting back to oneness. It's about incorporating what oneness used to be into a conscious experience. So you don't really go backwards in evolution. You take pieces of the past and you reincorporate them in a new way according to my new structure. And your image is what dictates these structures. For instance, everybody has, if you're a woman, you have an image about being a woman. You have an image about being a woman in the workplace. You have an image about being a woman in a relationship. So you have all these geometric cubes, let's say, that the universe operates in these constructs. Because in order for possibility to be probability, actuality, probability, and possibility are the three different dimensions you're operating in physical reality. So if you could imagine a page, let's say a piece of paper that was infinitely outside, right? That represents possibility. The moment I put a pen to the paper, that's my choice to be in physical reality. But it's not enough. I don't really exist in physical reality just because of a point. I have to have a cube. I have to have a three-dimensional space that I actually operate in. And when you first get here, that's your astrological sign, your Enneagram drive. These set the tone and set the environment that I'm going to operate in because I'm totally unconscious when I first come here. You're also totally receiving. That's why you can come in as a baby and you're totally taken care of. And then you lose that natural ability to receive everything. And then you become conscious. And then you're supposed to reintroduce receiving after I understand what's going on. So what we're going to talk about a little bit is this image, this three-dimensional cube. Because once you enter space, enter the physical reality as a point of consciousness, possibility has to structure itself around your design because you're self-authored. You're a God being here to experience what it is to create in a very tangible environment. It's like when you were a little kid and you learned you learned math, right? And then after you learn math, you don't really do much of it long division anymore. You use a calculator or use something to assist you in that long division. So it's quicker, but you understand how it works. And so physical reality is the same kind of thing. You've got to understand that I have to create a space to exist in. And so it's like you come in to a big pot. You're a little seed and you get planted in a pot. And when you're a kid, it's unlimited possibility, unlimited potentials. You dream about this. You don't really have the sense of dying so much. You're more worried about your parents dying, but not you so much because you're young and you see all the possibility because the cube that you're living in, that you first come in, has a lot of space. And so you grow. You grow in the environment that you chose to grow in. And so that space is defined with a point, a small focus, and a large focus. So it's a little difficult on the radio, but I'm going to do my best to explain it. So you come into possibility. Boom, it's a point. Well, now after that point, I have to draw space. I have to draw a cube that I'm going to live in. So what you do is this cube is made up of distinct aspects. And the height, let's say, in a three-dimensional cube, that dimension in space and time, is belief and attitude. The beliefs are the choices that I made with an intensity. An opinion, a belief is an opinion held with conviction and intensity. So my beliefs dictate how high I can go in my experience. So when you come in, you've got a lot of beliefs about yourself, right? So I can be anything. I could be an astronaut. I could be the president. I could be all kinds of things when you're a kid because there's so much space in your cube. You can see the possibilities for yourself. So the vertical part of the cube is beliefs and attitudes. The beliefs are the programs that I am living by, and the attitudes are the wider part of the belief. Like, I believe that God is a singular authority. That's my belief. And so there's a lot of attitudes that come out with that. I'm going to have an attitude that there's a hierarchy in life. I'm going to have an attitude that there's a winner and a loser. I'm going to have all these attitudes that come with that belief of singular authority, because that's what Christian Judeo-ethic gave you at a very early time in your life. I mean, you set it up, but it came through as a Christian Judaic ethic.
And a lot of this, I mean, now has become unconscious. So what we're hoping to do is help you bring it conscious. What is this environment that I've been living in and created for myself? And I think eventually people get root bound and they start hitting the walls, and that's where the pain of it comes in, and the frustration of wanting more but hitting my limitations. So when we come back, we're going to dive a little more into that.
Yeah, so we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Synergenetic Living Radio, and we're talking about self-image. But before we can, we are live, and if you have questions, please feel free to call in. We love the feedback. It really showcases what we can do when we have someone vulnerable and open, willing to share. 800-930-2819. Or if you want to research more about us, www.synergeneticliving.com.
So we're talking about image, and I was beginning to explain, to come into the realm of possibility, I have to have a structure. So before you enter physical reality, you have structure, and it's kind of like a pot. You plant your seed in a big pot that you give yourself plenty of space to grow. But initially, it's an unconscious space because you made that choice before you really got here. And so once you get here, these three walls are made up for various, these three dimensions of the cube, let's say, are made up with specific aspects. And so the height of the cube, like I was explaining before the break, is belief and attitude. So beliefs are the focal point, and the attitudes are the generalization around that focal point. Now, the width of the cube is about your choices and decisions. The choices that I make regarding my beliefs and attitudes, the choices and decisions I can make. So that second dimension, the width, how wide you go in your life, is a function of your choices. So even though height goes that direction, up, beliefs and attitudes, width is choices and decisions. So, you know, you might say, I might have a lot of success in an area with hierarchy. Let's say singular authority works for me at work, you know, and I have a lot of success using that system at work. But, you know, the beliefs and attitudes I have at home don't work very good. I don't get along with my spouse because, you know, I'm trying to be a hierarchy here and somebody's got to be in charge and it's going to be me. And so I have a lot of conflict with that belief construct at home or anywhere else maybe. So what's happening is you're defining yourself by these beliefs, attitudes, choices, and decisions. Now, how deep my cube is has to do with my feelings and thoughts. Thoughts and feelings, I always tend to say, are your access points to your programming. Because if I can understand the thinking, I have the program, I have the belief if I can hear the thought process. Now, if I'm having an emotional experience and I don't really have a thought, like I don't hear it because I'm so engaged in a pattern, I don't hear the thinking anymore, but I have the result of that thinking, which is going to be your emotional state. If I'm really angry in a conversation, it's because there's unconscious anger that I'm holding that is really authoring unconsciously the conversation. If you get in a mad or you're in traffic and you're driving around yelling at people and being, what an asshole, they didn't use their blinker, they didn't use their this, they didn't use their that. Oh, look at this guy, doesn't know, right? It's because you're mad. And the only place you're able to get rid of that rage is in the car because I have problems anywhere else in the world. So if I have these belief construct that everybody's an idiot out there, but the only place I can really experience it isn't in my car. So the way I think and feel is how deep my cube is. So some people make a lot of money and have a really high, skinny cube. They don't have a lot of depth in their life. They don't have a lot of success in other arenas. But when it comes to my financial success, I'm really good. And other people don't have much financial success, but maybe they have a lot of friends. Their cube is really wide. I have a great deal of friends, but I don't have a lot of success. Or maybe my cube is really high and really wide, but narrow. It doesn't go front to back. I have a lot of experiences, and I have a lot of quality experiences like success, but I don't feel successful. I don't have a lot of – they don't impact me because I don't think and feel much about my experience. So this cube can have any kind of dimensionality according to the way I am. So the limitations you feel in your life, my limitations around money or my limitations around relationship or my limitations around anything, are a function of running out of space in this cube. Because the cube, I identified with the cube before I came into conscious reality. And because that cube is static and I'm a growing entity, I'm going to grow. So in essence, like Grace was saying, you become root bound over time. And over time, it's like all of a sudden, you know, I can't really get more than $60,000. And I'll rationalize it. I'll say I can only make $60,000 a year because I don't have enough school, or I don't have enough this, or I'm not leadership material, or I'm this, so I'm stuck. Really, your cube is too small. It has nothing to do with the way you structure reality. Reality is a function of your beliefs. It's not the other way around. So if you were to understand what that cube was, and I can identify it, and you could expand it, I would immediately have the kind of space, and theoretically speaking, that I had when I was a little kid. I've got a lot of possibility. I got all kinds of things that could occur to me in my life. But as we get older, this cube becomes tighter and tighter because regardless, you're trying to grow. So in essence, you start defragging. I start getting rid of things because I don't have the space and time for this. I don't have time for that. Because what you're doing is running out of space in this cube, and you're trying to reformat the cube so I can have some more success. But it doesn't really work like that because you're going to run out of space regardless. That's why control over time doesn't work. When you're a teenager, control seems to work. If I just do this, wow, I lost that weight. If I just work hard, I become the best on the swim team. You know, if I just do this, control works for an adolescent because there's space in the cube. But once you get older, you keep defragging, and all of a sudden, I don't really have any more space to put anything. I can't love any deeper. I can't have more of a relationship. I can't really make any more money. I can't really move. I can't really go anywhere. I feel like I'm totally stuck. Like I have kids and I have a wife and I have all these quotation duty and obligations that I have to deal with. So I don't even have room to have fun in my cube anymore.
Or you'll get like a bonus at work and then you'll come out and you'll get your car towed and you're like, well, there's $300 plus the tip, you know, and then it just evens out. And how you know,
it snaps.
Basically.
You can't supersede yourself. So the reality has to stay in the cube because the subconscious is in charge of that cube, is in charge of the choices that you made. But all those choices, again, were unconscious. So what happens is you just outgrow your pot. So anywhere in physical experience that you feel a limitation is really you have this cube that you're experiencing, but there are many cubes within this cube. Like I said, I have a cube within the big cube of how much money I can make or what kind of relationships I have or how I see myself and express myself in the world and how I am with my parents and how I am as a son. So you have all these environments. So if you find a limitation, I feel really limited at home. You really outgrew your original perceptions of what it was to be in a relationship at home. So what I have to do is I have to bring it conscious to understand the walls of this cube, right? And so in order to do that, I've got to come up with a way to be more conscious about the cube. And since the very first thing people do before you really grow in an expansive rate, like to be an awake person per se, this is one of the things that you have to know. In order to have more impact on the world, in order to be a better influence in the world, I have to have the image, the self-image to do that. So if I don't, I'm always going to feel a limitation around that. I impact my friends and, you know, that's enough for me. You know, well, it's natural to want to impact more than your friends over time. It's natural because part of you always wants to grow for more. All the human being always wants to go for more. Unless, of course, you're following things like Buddhism and you're trying to get rid of everything to try to minimalize your life down to nothing. So I don't live any preferences, really. I don't have a lot of joy, but, you know, I'm happy, right? So all that is another image box. If you're following a religion, all you did is adopt that particular box for your spirituality. And this is why no matter who you are, you end up outgrowing your spirituality. You outgrow anybody else's religious system. And it might seem like it works for a while. Wow, it works, you know. All I got to do is really think this way and get rid of all my stuff. And I'm not really worried about the future because I don't have any bills. I don't have anything nice. I don't have anything that I'm excited about. But at least I'm not in anxiety. Well, the anxiety isn't really a source of your stuff anyway. It's worrying about not having your stuff. It's worrying about having a future. So you'd want to get rid of that anxiety appropriately, not get rid of my stuff. You don't really need to get rid of your stuff. You're in an illusion that's unlimited. You can have as much stuff as you want. And it's not going to, but if you have beliefs that, oh, this is terrible for the environment and this, I can't have this and I shouldn't be doing this. And oh my God, I should have a shower. Too much water. I'm using these. This is all limited beliefs. And of course, reality is going to look like it is limited. You see the lakes. You see everything's running out. Those are all functions of your cube. Once you move past these limiting beliefs, you have room to play again. All of a sudden it's raining and there's plenty of water. There's plenty of this. There's plenty of that.
Yeah, it's like when you expand your cube, there's creative solutions come about and there's you get a whole new perspective on the world, your personal world.
Which is the world. You know, again, a lot of psychology wants to say, well, I can alter my perceptions about the world, but I don't really. No, your perceptions are, the world is a reflection of your beliefs. The world is a reflection of your perceptions. It's not the other way around. I don't exist separate from this experience. The experience is you. It is your experience. And if you're worried about the future and in fear, which is what most people are, you're seeing a world that's in fear. The whole world is in fear right now because most people aren't conscious enough to process that fear right now. So we're going to go on a break and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Okay, hey, I just wanted to say a quick something because, you know, at the beginning of this, I had a lot I wanted to get through in this show. And so I just said, well, when I was dead, and it brought me to my attention that in the archives, there's a show that I talk about my death experience and how I got to these things and how I understand this. So if you really want to understand where I'm coming from better, if you, you know, to understand what I meant by being dead, you can look at one of the past shows and you'll understand better where I'm coming from with this particular show. So anyway, you've got this cube that you're living in. Everybody lives in their own. That's why I like to say they're bubbles, because they're not really three-dimensional cubes. It's just a good metaphorical aspect. I mean, if people meditate a lot of times when they see their higher self or they see an entity in meditation, oftentimes you'll see this crazy abstract geometric form. Well, the geometry is more real than the physical reality. So a lot of times when you don't have a structure in meditation to really experience a being as they are, it'll show up in a three-dimensional geometry. A lot of times if you've done journeys with mushrooms or ayahuasca, you'll see things are in geometry often because the geometry is more real. And so the geometry is really what we're talking about here. We're talking about it in a simplistic form because you really are many, many cubes, but they're not block cubes. They're all different sizes of things according to how I think and feel about myself. And so belief, we always say in synergenetic living, belief precedes experience. And that's a very simple statement, but your beliefs dictate everything going on. And again, beliefs are just opinions you hold with conviction. They're not based in fact. They're not based in experience. They're just the way I think. And I emotionally really sense that it's true. So reality is really a function of that. It's not the other way around. It's not like I see it everywhere, therefore I believe it. No, it's you believe it and therefore you see it everywhere. Cause and effect isn't really operating. What it is you are creating causes in alignment with your own effect. It's the other way around. You create cause out of your belief, and the beliefs are the effects. So in this cube, in this bubble, when someone's in your experience, you're sharing the conversation, you're sharing a time together. But when you guys go back to work after lunch and you don't see them, they're in their own universe with entirely different experience than you are. And the way you're calibrated yourself, you see human beings a certain way, you see dogs, and everybody will admit, I see the dog the same way, because they're all a function of your unconscious mind. And they also are individuals that have impact on your reality. So you can't just say, well, if everything's part of my unconscious mind, I could do whatever I want. No, it's not that black and white. They have their own universe that has impact on yours, and everybody impacts each other. And a lot of people, being their unconscious, they're following the same, what looks to be the same patterns. So if you could identify what this cube is, right? Something that's unconscious, if I bring it conscious, now I have the capacity to alter it. I can't alter what I'm not conscious of. And that's why I say at the beginning, when you're first waking up, you're dealing with nothing but limitations, really. Like, people are always like, I want to lift my resonance and I'm getting rid of all these people in my reality that don't see me a certain way. So what I end up doing is I'm really in denial. I'm trying to control reality and get rid of all these aspects that are really just unconscious aspects of myself. They're not going to go away. You might get rid of a specific person, but somebody else is going to take the place. That's exactly why people duplicate relationships. If you don't finish your stuff with your mom and you get in a relationship with a woman, she's now your mom. And she might even say, I feel like I'm your mom, right? You get all this feedback that I'm still dealing with the issues in the past. And because my mom isn't around anymore, I've got to create somebody to take the place so I can finish these issues. So you're not really ever going to escape that stuff. And the fact that you think you are messes with your resonance field, because now you're trying to act like it's not part of me. It's not me. All these jerks out there are not me. All these conservatives or these liberals or these Republicans or these Democrats. Oh, you know, all you're doing is creating
separation.
If you have a negative belief about anything, it does nothing for you except separate you from your experience. And if I separate from my experience, I can't change it. So until I can understand that this is a part of myself and really understand it, not just say, okay, it's a part of myself and what do I do to move past it? What you do to move past it is understand it's a part of my belief construct. If I don't find out the language in the program, I don't change the program. Back when computers had DOS, you had to understand, you don't have to do that anymore, right? But back in the day, you did. And it's the same thing with your subconscious. If I don't understand how I put the belief in there in the first place and why I put it in there and to forgive myself for why I put it in there, I can't really change it. And so changing is a bit of more sophistication than just denying the experience around me and hope for the best that these people don't come around anymore.
Yeah, I'm just going to skip to the new choice. I'm not doing that anymore. It's like you can't just skip over.
Yeah, you can't skip over yourself.
That's a reframe.
Reframes don't work, and people try them all the time. They don't work. They just feel like they're working because I got rid of the irritation. But it just comes back again because you're the one creating the irritation. The irritation is being created because you have a thorn. And so you want to take the thorn out appropriately. I have to understand the belief where the thorn is. And it's a limitation. So at the beginning of this work, everywhere that's causing me pain or anxiety or rage or anger are constructs that are limited. They're so limited, I'm not able to grow past them anymore. I'm so stuck in a limitation that I can't supersede it because my subconscious is saying, well, you didn't really make a new choice. I have to honor the original choice. Until you understand how to change the programming, until I know how to write a new program. And so until I can come conscious of my image, I'm not going to be able to change my image. And most people, if you notice, they get older, they just live a life of limitation. This is who I am. This is what I can expect from now on. And I get what I expect and it works out fine. But they're not excited. They're not superseding themselves anymore because they've come to understand if I don't push, I don't feel so much pain. But they eventually get terminally ill or they get something and they create pains in other areas because you're not going to be able to avoid yourself. You have to learn how to create a bigger pot. And it's like when you were a little kid, when you have a big pot, there's all kinds of solutions out there. But if I'm stuck in a pot where there's no room for a solution to come in, I can't solve it. But what if I could just expand my pot? Even if the pot was only 2 inches bigger all the way around, it doesn't have to be. I go from a pot to a eighth of yard, which would be amazing to boom big. But, you know, I just need more space. And as soon as I get more space, I'm going to get more solutions. I'm going to create the reality that there are solutions. There's help. So this cube that I'm experiencing in, I have to become conscious of. And so I'm not going to give the whole process because I just can't. I don't have time. But I just wanted people to understand that at the beginning of your growth, at the beginning of your awakening, is going to be a function of limitations. I'm going to be confronted with limitation after limitation after limitation. And as I get older, the limitations get more intense because I'm getting more and more root bound. And you're supposed to really know, oh, the reason I'm feeling a limitation is I'm just out of space. I got to create more space, right? And since none of us really know that we're in this kind of experience right now, I mean, this information that I'm spitting out is pretty new. And I've gotten phenomenal results with hundreds of people. I know it works. But it's a new paradigm. It's a new thinking. You see, with this kind of thinking, you can supersede a paradigm. Your own paradigm. The first paradigm you want to supersede is your own. Once you supersede your own paradigm, then you like want to try to help my friends. Well, when I understand my friends are a reflection of myself and my limitations, I'm seeing through my friends. Or maybe I see a limitation through the government. It's like these concentric circles that go away from your cube. the people that are right next to me are really important to me. My intimate relationships have the most impact on me, and I feel the greatest limitation. But maybe, you know, my neighbor at work or my worker or my neighbor, I feel some limitation with my neighbor, but not too painful, right? Because another concentric circle away from you. And maybe the government is another concentric circle. And maybe the stuff in Syria is another concentric circle. Or maybe the rainforest. There's going to be all these limitations. As you change your own paradigm, you will learn that you can change the world around you. And it's not just your perception. It's the actual world around you that you can change from your own inner world. You're a God being trying to create, to learn long division of creation. And in physical reality, if you don't do everything right, you don't get the change. Because if you do things and then later you see the pattern again, maybe it changes for a little while. I made a little bit of a change. And therefore, you know, maybe for 6 months that was different. But now it's back to the same old thing. It's not really the same old thing. It's another aspect that I have to understand deeper now to release, to create space again. So your life is really about recognizing the four steps to change we've talked about in the past. Four steps are, I have to be recognized. I have to become conscious of the situation. My gestalt is the recognition. Now, recognizing isn't enough to change it. I have to understand, what has this done for me in the past? How is it limiting me? When was it a positive way to look at life? Because at one time, it was a positive experience. Once I understand the positive and the negative, I can forgive the negative. Now I can release the pattern, but I still have to understand how to create a new pattern. And so this cube, once I can identify what it is, I have the capacity to move beyond it. And, you know, I'm sorry that I can't get into that in detail today, because it takes a couple of days of really being intense about this work in order to change it. But right now I just want you to get the idea that it's a self-authored environment. So we're going to go on a break and we're going to be back in a minute. Stay tuned. We're talking about our image, our entity.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Hey, we're back, and so we're talking about identity and image. Kind of, I know that I spit out a lot of information quickly, and in the future, I mean, I really love when people call in the show. It really creates the ability for me to slow down and make it real for people. So anybody that would call in, I'd appreciate it at any time. So I'm just going to give you the number again. It's 800-930-2890, and we can get into it. Because again, it really does slow me down, and it gives a chance for people to really see what I'm talking about as a person goes through it rather than me just going. So we're going to continue with this image discussion. So you've defined yourself in a cube at one time. And because you're a growing entity in an ever expanding universe, which is really your unconscious mind, every minute you're taking in information and it's changing who you are, but most of those changes are unconscious. That's what your dreams are at night. Your dreams are your subconscious trying to figure out how to fit in the day's information. And the subconscious also tells you where you're having problems with getting this information integrated. So that's why your subconscious speaks to you metaphorically in your dreams. So you can figure out what am I having trouble with? You know, what am I not able to integrate? And those dreams a lot of times are that particular information. So when you're creating an identity, and like I was saying, you have to be able to bring something unconscious conscious. Because right now, my image and my identity of myself is completely unconscious. I mean, it's operating all the time and all around me, and I don't realize that it's me. You know, it's like I was telling a client yesterday, you know, you have a physical experience, you have the mineral kingdom, you have the plant kingdom, you have the animal kingdom, and you have the human kingdom. So you basically have four that most people can identify with. There are more, but let's just talk about those because those are the primary ones. And each one lifts. If you look at that cube I'm talking about, the very first level is vertical, right? Beingness. Actually, the beingness, like the point on the paper, that's the mineral kingdom. It's connected to the earth. It grows. It takes millions of years for it to grow, but it is a growing, you know, they've proven that crystals grow just like trees and bushes. They grow in a spiral, a geometric spiral, and crystals do that. And because they're mineral, they really identify with the geometry. But it's the first point. Boom, point. So not that this is conscious, but a crystal is really wanting to be a plant because the first level in the cube is vertical movement, the first beliefs and attitudes. The trees are really the minerals are wanting to expand because for them, I've been sitting here for millions of years and I've watched trees come and go and come and go and come and go, and they go up and they stretch and it's amazing. They get to grow so fast and expand. So technically the crystal is wanting to strive to be part of that plant kingdom. The plant kingdom now has vertical movement, but it can't walk around, right? So the plant kingdom, the second level of that cube is side to side. It's the horizontal movement. I got the vertical movement. Now I'm evolving. I want to be horizontal. I want to go back and forth. So the bushes and the plants and the trees are really striving to become an animal. But animals aren't conscious of themselves. They don't have free will. So the three dimension that a human being experiences, being in the fourth kingdom, I have the capacity to think and feel and know myself. So I have a sense of depth. So that's where that depth of that cube comes from. So
we're conscious of being conscious.
Yeah, exactly. You are now conscious. You actually have the ability to manipulate physical reality. Because the next step in your dreams, and anybody can see for the most part, wow, if I could be God, then I could really be a badass here if I could just do what I wanted, if I could just fix all the problems. Really, that's what you're striving for. That's the next level of consciousness, to become that God being, not to be separate from that God being, but to identify, like in your DNA, you have every cell knows how to make everything in the body, but your thumbnail doesn't try to be the liver. It knows what the liver's doing. It knows what the lungs are doing. It can identify. But it's the thumbnail, and it does its job. It does what it does. It's not conscious, but it does understand everything else that's going on. So the human being with conscious thought has the capacity to supersede its experience, to create the environment consciously. So in order to do that, I have to understand that the environment is a part of me. The environment is who I am. It is what I am. And in most of it's unconscious. So because I'm in a state of looking at resources being limited, the world looks like it's all limited. But resources aren't limited for anything else in the universe except a human being. The plants aren't worried about getting water. They're not worried about getting food. The fish don't worry in the sea, are they going to get to eat? They don't worry about it because it's part of who they are to be in harmony. To be a conscious individual, to be a God being, I have to remove myself from harmony to know that I'm an individual. And in that removing, there's a lot of shame and pain that came out of it. It didn't have to be this painful, but for whatever reason, humanity decided, us as individuals decided, that separation was painful. And so the reality is painful before we can wake up, because all this unconscious pain has been in the background, because your unconscious mind is all of your lifetimes. All of your lifetimes are in this universal unconscious mind that is yours. Your subconscious is each individual lifetime has a different set of rules. So that subconscious dictates those rules. But a conscious self can dictate what the subconscious implements. But you have to become conscious of that stuff. So when you understand that the image that I am, that the world around me is a function of my beliefs, and if I can get in charge of those beliefs and alter those beliefs, I can change the world around me. And that's what synergenetic living is all about, learning how to change the world around me, learning how to alter it without control. This is about not having control. Yes, a God being, I'm in control, but you're in a co-creative process. So it's not that I'm really trying to control. I want to feel good. I want to create from an emotional place. Fulfillment is an emotional experience. It has nothing to do with the outside reality. And when you are really in a beautiful place, in a place of preference, that joy that you're experiencing, that you're implementing consciously, I know I am in joy. I know I'm living my preferences. And the world around me is looking more beautiful and more solutions are coming. You've got to expand that cube if you want the world to be a better place. Otherwise, you're just living in the unconscious fears that the world is going to shit and everything is on a downpour. Everything's limited. We're running out of water. We're running. Yeah, because we're thinking that way. We believe that way. And we're watching it happen. I don't really feel that way anymore. I don't really do those things anymore. And I don't really live that life anymore. And I do see other people living it, and I'm trying to help with that. So one of the most powerful things a person could do is understand their own image and how they're playing out. Because if you can start understanding your own identity, your own image, and how the whole world is a reflection of that, when I can make that conscious, I can change that. And the whole world will change behind you. And you'll see it. You'll wake up in the morning, and the world is a new place. You'll understand, wow, that work I just did this week was so profound. So much is different. So much feels better. And then you realize I'm going to do it again. Because being awake is not, being enlightened is just the first step to a whole new way of being. And this Synergenetic living is the process of what you do after you wake up. Waking up is being more conscious. Synergenetic living is living an enlightened life. Most religions out there are striving for the, like a moth hitting a light bulb. I want to be enlightened. You have to understand what it is to be after enlightenment in order to understand what enlightenment is. There has to be a delineation between who you are now and who you're going to be. And if you can't create that delineation, you're not really awake yet. You're not operating as a person who's awake. You're really wanting everybody else to wake up because really in my unconscious mind, I'm dying to stretch. I'm dying for a better world and literally dying for it. So we can help you do that. We've done it many times with many people. And so I just want you to know, we're here for you. And yeah, and it's a team effort. I just do a lot of the talking, but Grace and I are creating this together for our way of changing the world for the better, to make it more fun. We're having a good time doing this with people. And so we just want you to know that. So thank you very much for listening today.
Just check us out on the web, synergeneticliving.com, and we'll see you back here next Friday.
Peace out. Bye-bye.
Tune in on Transformation Talk Radio for the latest on Synergenetic Living Radio with Rick and Grace Paris. Learn how to get clear on the life you desire. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. Rick and Grace will teach you the art of utilizing the future to create the now with a sense of artistic and absolute power, having dominion without domination. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, or to download an episode of Synergenetic Living Radio, visit synergeneticliving.com.